You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Marcia Baines. She is the events editor of South Magazine. Hi, Marcia.
Hello, everyone.
Also with us is Molly Swagler, the vice president of the Tourism Leadership Council. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Emily. I'm so glad to be here today.
And of course, March is just getting underway. And that means, Marcia, this is the first Friday of the
month.
And we know what that means.
That means Art March, Savannah, first Friday, Starland District. It starts next to the Starland Cafe on 41st, right off of Bull Street. You'll see the big pink and yellow Starlandia Reclaimed Art Supply Store, and that will be the big kind of wavering sign to send you that way. Starland Cafe will be open for dinner on First Friday Art March. That's new for them. They are not usually open for dinner at all, so go by and say hi. And free Old Savannah Tours trolley will take you to the destinations on the map, and there's always something different to do. Family-friendly, pet-friendly.
Great. And there's also a couple of interesting things happening on Friday, Molly, including at the Davenport House.
That's right. You can have tea with Mrs. Davenport at 5 p.m.
And
you can
time
take a
travel.
Tour. Exactly. You take a tour of the house museum. You have tea. There will be some people dressed up in the 19th century garb, and they're going to take you through what a tea would be like with Mrs. Davenport.
Mrs. Davenport. I love that.
And if you prefer your Friday night with a little side of murder, there's also a way to experience that.
I love the way you said that. Exactly. It's a three-course meal at Savannah Coffee Roasters, and the Odd Lot group does, an improv group, they do a murder mystery, and every week is a different murder mystery because they tailor it to what the audience wants, and it's always really fun.
It's very audience-driven, which
is
very
interactive,
very cool.
And Savannah Coffee Roasters just won.
They did. They won the Girl Scout Cookie Culinary Competition for National Girl Scout Cookie Weekend last weekend with their Girl Scout Cookie-inspired tiramisu, so if they've got any left, ask them for it and see if they'll give
it
you a treat.
It looked really good.
Then starting Friday and continuing through the weekend, Marcia, is a fun event for anybody who's into gaming or gaming culture.
This is such a great event, and it's their fifth year in Savannah, and it's at the Coastal Georgia Center over there off of Palm Street, and it is GnomeCon, and that is a gaming convention, and a lot of people aren't really sure what that means, so I encourage you to go check it out. But anything from chess and checkers to Monopoly and video games, and there's characters and there's people dressed up, and it's fun for family and friends of all ages.
All day playing games. That sounds
all day
like
playing
a
games.
Really fun time.
Yes. Yeah, what a great way to spend a weekend. Also,
I love the name.
GnomeCon.
It makes me think of the Travelocity gnome. I love it.
And the temperatures have started getting warmer. It feels like spring out, and that means we can also start to see some local produce again.
Yes. Oh, gosh, there's so many farmers markets these days as well, but so many people are unaware that Wilmington Island has a new farmers market. And it's been about a year and a half, I think, in development, but they've moved locations to Islands High School, and that's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., so we encourage you to check that out.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. They usually have a lot of programming, great fresh fruits and vegetables, as well as baked goods, and it's a lot of fun. I usually take the kids out. Yeah. It's great.
And then there's a couple more things on Saturday evening for supporters of the library.
Yes, it's actually, the libraries of Live Oak Public Library on Bull Street is celebrating 100 years in Savannah, and they're comparing it to the 100-year celebration of Hollywood this year, so it's Hooray for Hollywood gala, and you can wear cocktail attire, or you can dress up as your favorite Hollywood character if you're so inclined, which that's what I would do, I would say. And it starts at 7 p.m. at the Bull Street Library, and you can find out more information on their website for tickets. And
that sounds like fun. I mean, anytime you get to dress up and bring a cause like the library.
That's a great location, too. It's just a super historic building and great place.
And finally, on Saturday night, there's a really cool local music collaboration going on.
Absolutely. Velvet Caravan is one of Savannah's favorite local area bands, and our Philharmonic is partnering with them at the Lucas Theater at 7:30 on Saturday night for a really terrific concert. I encourage anyone who is a fan of music to go. It's not going to be anything like you've heard before, and I think it's going to turn into probably an annual event. I've got to say it's going to be quite spectacular. So
yeah, it looks like a lot of fun.
Well, Marcia Baines, the events editor of South Magazine, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Emily, for inviting me.
And Molly Swagler, the vice president of the Tourism Leadership Council. Thanks for joining us.
Emily, it's a pleasure to be here. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Yes.